This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's another sign the nation is turning the corner on COVID. The curfew for indoor dining has ended in New York State. Bars and restaurants no longer have to close at midnight. Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York is working its way toward a new normal. He's crediting the COVID vaccines and safety precautions. At a Memorial Day ceremony, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said he hopes the nation will come out of the pandemic more united.
As we bind our nation together again, let's find the unity that we felt in those moments fighting COVID shoulder to shoulder and take it forward. Create something better.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. President Biden will travel to Tulsa, Oklahoma today to join in a remembrance of the violence 100 years ago that destroyed a black community there. A white mob looted and burned what was known as Black Wall Street, killing more than 300 black Americans. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The White House says then laws were enacted deliberately, making it too expensive for the black community to rebuild. Banks snubbed them. Even the federal government made it worse with highway construction breaking up the neighborhood. Monday on KTUL, Congresswoman Barbara Lee called for reparations.
We must move this country forward. Here in Tulsa, repair the damage. Reparations is required today.
President Biden will talk about systemic racism and will meet with families displaced from the Greenwood District. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Just in from the Vatican, a new Vatican law criminalizes sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authorities. Details still coming in. In Houston, two men are dead, two others injured, after a man opened fire in a crowded Houston nightclub. This is AP News. A new study blames climate change for some of the world's heat deaths. Here's our Shelley Adler.
More than one-third of the world's heat deaths each year are due directly to global warming. That's according to the latest study to calculate the human cost of climate change. Dozens of researchers who looked at heat deaths in 732 cities around the globe from 1991 to 2018 calculated that 37% were due to higher temperatures from human-caused warming. The study in the journal Nature Climate Change found about 35% of heat deaths in the U.S. can be blamed on climate change. That's a total of more than 1,100 deaths a year in about 200 cities. I'm Shelley Adler.
The worldwide economic rebound from the pandemic is picking up speed, but it remains uneven across countries. That from an international economic group. It says there are a lot of headwinds, too. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.